Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surf and Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.
Howdy, 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 y'all. Welcome to Catch a Wave. Kim, you out there across the waves?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, we're going to go straight to Wish on Wednesday, and this Wish on Wednesday is certainly synonymous with the season. It is Trees for Troops. And to date, more than 225,000 trees have been donated to military families living on base throughout around the globe. And so in order to make our military families a little more merrier, Trees for Troops this year will distribute over 17,000 farm-grown trees to more than 75 U.S. military bases around the world. And this program, wow. It is a wonderful program organized by Christmas Spirit Foundation. And it's a charitable branch of the National Christmas Tree Association. And since 2005, FedEx has offered to deliver these trees and donate these trees, and from Girl Scout with the help of Girl Scout troops and church organization. But the feeling that people have when they receive these trees, they're surprised, and some of the responses of the military families have been just so blessed to know that people, total strangers, are thinking of them at Christmas and willing to make such a difference with a personal touch of the gift of a holiday tree. And to provide a special part of a holiday experience, it's just an amazing gift and speaks volumes about our country and our patronage and just our unity and the security of our freedom by our military defense. And so I really love being a part of this charitable organization and just giving back to our military families that they're sacrificing year round, and during the holidays that can be an extremely difficult time. And you know, we as we don't always think about the sadness in them missing their family members. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful organization, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. But they accept donations, ornaments, cards, and of course, monetary gifts. And they are just they're located in Littleton, Colorado. But they're even more touched, you know, when they get trees with ornaments on it. And this is just a very affordable way to an expression to show our gift to our military families during the holiday season. And we know that they're certainly grateful. But anyway, loved that idea of Trees for Our Troops. So today, of course, we're going to go right into our place of positivity. And we're staring down the barrel at the end of a decade and moving into 2020. And I've been focusing on my 2020 vision and my 2020 goals. So I've been, you know, making a wonderful vision and vision board for my 2020 vision and my 2020 goals. But you, I know, have probably come up with some fabulous recipes for success that are positive. So what did you stumble across, Kim?
Well, I try to keep it pretty simple. Mm-hmm. That is pretty much how I live my life. I live very simply. I don't have an extravagant life, but feel like I have a very successful one.
Amen.
So these are some of the things that I always try to remind myself, and Lord knows I've had plenty of stumbles along the way. So I always say the comeback is always stronger than the setback.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, we had a huge setback right before we moved here. We sold our restaurant, moved to California, and, you know, as they say, packed up and moved to Beverly. Well, really, we went way north of Beverly Hills and into Northern California. But nonetheless, we came out here to start a new life for us. And I got to tell you, that was a huge setback, but our comeback has been even bigger.
Oh, I know.
So that's always one of my faves.
Absolutely. After the setback is the comeback. You
another
know, when,
one of them.
Well, when I watch, yes, let me touch exactly on that a little bit with you. So when I watched Tiger Woods go through his trials and tribulations, I said to my kids, I said, this is going to be interesting. You know, when you make it and then you lose it, or it's taken from you, or it's fractured, or it's hindered, or there's a setback, what will the steps be for the comeback? And if you come back, you are truly a winner. And if you don't, well, then you never were. And so, you know, to watch Tiger Woods win again after, you know, and I always say this, I hope your integrity will keep you where your talent takes you. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to have when you acquire much and then keeping your integrity intact to distribute it with grace and love and a true charitable heart and not be swayed, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And in that anointing and that gifting is an appointing and a responsibility. And, you know, it's like we all fall short of the glory of God. But, you know, by his grace, we can again be forgiven and sanctified and separated. And so, you know, you can't keep a good man down when he just keeps getting back up and he keeps coming. But, you know, that's something that I just self-talk and self-affirm in my positive affirmations. Just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep on keeping on, keep on keeping on. And, you know, in the new year, I just want to encourage people, it doesn't matter what happened to you this past decade. And don't allow your excuses to dull you down. Who you gonna let dull you down? Who you gonna? Misery loves company. And at the bottom of the barrel, woo! Misery loves company. And at the bottom of the barrel, a ton of excuses can always be found. And boy, howdy, I don't want anyone with excuses and negative energy around me. I don't want anyone with entitlement and an arrogance around me. I hope that you are so successful that you're humbled by the favor of God. I hope you're so successful that you're humbled at the blessings God poured down on you, pressed down, shaken up, and running over. The favor of God. Because it ain't just about lucky. Somebody said to me, oh, that was lucky. Something really, really big happened in music recently. And talking about my favorite things, you know, I always do my favorite things. We're about to go back into the studio tomorrow. And one of my favorite things is to write music and compose and record music. And it's been a while since we've been in there. And you know, it can take a while to comprise and compose. You know, we'll do a package of 12 or 15, 25 songs. And then we go in there with our team and we don't always agree like what we're going to spend money on and what we're going to put on the album. But this time we're going to distribute a little differently and we're going to release some singles. And it was so funny. The producer, I had waited. And I was trying to be picky about who I worked with and not make a lateral move. I wanted to, you know, take some time. And I'm so tickled with who we're working with. And I won't say at this time, but that's going to be out soon in the new year. And we might even get a single out before the end of the year. But we were talking and somebody in the room said, oh, they just got lucky. Oh, they just got lucky. And I thought, I didn't say anything, but I thought, well, they sure do have a habit of getting lucky. Because they've done it. I've watched this artist, you know, do it over 30, 40 years. I've watched him do it multiple times. So, you know, that, you know what the definition of luck is? It's where preparation and chance meet. And winning is a habit. Losing is a habit. Excuses are a habit. And, you know, in this new decade, in this new year, in this new beginning, and I want everybody, I challenge everybody. I don't really know what the meaning of, you know, 12-12, 12-12 is, but, you know, it's a significant energy impact in the atmosphere. And we can't ignore that because the moon does control the tides. And, you know, there is the science, you know, of astronomy and you know, so it's like you can't ignore that. You know, God created everything. He is the creator of our universe. And so when people are saying, pay attention to the 12th month, the 12th day, you know, the 12th hour, the 12th minute, and because there's an alignment there. And so I don't really know much about that, but I challenge everyone out there, you know, to investigate. Never stop learning. Always, always, always keep learning. But I just, you know, even in the music studio, you want to have really, 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 really good energy. And I kind of went off on a tangent there, but that's, you know, that's my specialty, is that keeping it positive, keeping it positive, keeping your energy around you, your vision. And boy, it just irritates me when people are like, they become, they're an excuse maker. They're an excuse maker, and then they start rationalizing out their excuses, and then they want people to join in with them. And I'm going to tell you, if we didn't have some strivers, if we didn't have some game day players, you know, if we didn't have some people willing to go the extra mile, you know, what does that say about us as Americans, and what does that say about us and, you know, in society and our culture? And, you know, I do my little shoe line. You know, I'm aspiring to do this. I design shoes, you know that. I've been working on clothing, and I'm a clothes horse, everybody that knows me. So, you know, I've been working on a clothing line, and I've got some people in Dallas and the LA area working on my shoe line. And, you know, and we were talking about our craftsmanship as Americans, and, you know, and of course how different people around the globe have different levels of craftsmanship. And so we discussed that, and I want to live in a country as an American that we're just known to be the best of the best of the best of the best of everything. And if that makes me arrogant, then I guess I'll just own it. And if that makes me a bit narcissistic, and I guess I'll just own it. But I am a striver, and, you know, I too, I mean, we don't really want to talk about it. We don't really want to talk about our hard times. We don't really want to talk about the things that you don't want to talk about at parties. But it's also important that people know you didn't just wake up and it happened. It's a matter of due diligence. It's like, oh, after 42 years, I was an overnight success. And Yakim, you know, and Yakim, the miracle is in the timing. And so know when your time is, and, you know, get up, stand up, dress up, show up, shut up your excuses, and go, baby, go. And no one's rooting for my circle. No one's celebrating my circle more than me. And people that know me really well, they will say this about me. They'll say, I'm the most celebratory, less covetousness. I mean, I don't want what you got. I got you. And, you know, I'm always celebrating. So I was cheering you on when you were in New York City, and y'all were doing great work, and y'all are fabulous chefs. And you know, I know your mother was a fabulous chef. And so when you came to California, I was like, I knew you would be successful because it's just in your blood and in your family heritage to be successful. But I just want to encourage everyone else, you know, everybody, know this. We've all had setbacks.
I got to interrupt.
Go on, girl.
What's in our blood is hard work.
Uh-huh.
And that is what we've always just worked hard.
Hard work beats talent now, when talent won't work hard. It's your due diligence.
Well, we also say work smarter, not harder.
Work smarter, not harder.
Hard.
Yep.
And that leads me to another quote that I wanted to read to you. And I don't know many men that work harder than this man, and that is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
And he says, be humble.
Yes.
Be hungry. And always be the hardest worker in the room.
Absolutely.
And I have lived by that. You know me since I was
little 12
bitty. Years old.
Yes.
And I'm the first to say I am not the most talented basketball player on the team.
You're pretty talented, Ken. Don't sell yourself short, but go. Your daddy taught
but
you
I
well.
I wasn't the most talented one. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just hard work. And
yes.
You've got to just work hard and be willing to do what others won't. And for me, that was spend 2 hours a night out in the barn shooting free throws, shooting baskets, doing whatever I needed to do. But back to Dwayne, he also has another quote that I love, and that is, in 1995, I had $7 in my pocket.
Wow.
I knew two things. I'm broke as hell, and one day I won't be.
Amen. Woo!
You can achieve anything.
I love it.
Today I may be broke, but tomorrow I won't be because I'm willing to do what others aren't willing to do. And that is work hard, stay humble, stay hungry.
Today I'm willing to do what others are not, so tomorrow I can have what others do not. That's in my kids are so tired of hearing that, but you know. And I'm all about working smarter, not harder. I am all about that right now. There's an e-commerce rule. I've been, I'm a continuous learner. I love to learn. I will learn until the day they put me 6 foot under because I'm addicted to learning. I'm addicted to experience. I just recently, yeehaw, got those last two children of mine graduated out of Baylor University and TCU University. And doggone it, those Baylor Bears went and lost to those OU Sooners again. Those Sooners are hard to beat. Those Sooners in overtime. I'm like, those Sooners are so hard to beat. And that goes along with what we're talking about. You know, winning is a habit. And then you get a tradition of winning. And then the word gets out, hey, these are contenders. These are winners. And so then it's like you almost win just because you showed up. But, you know, I don't know if you watched that game. I don't know if you watched the Baylor Bears and the Sooners, but it was overtime. And I was like, okay, you got beat by them again, Baylor Bears. But no, now that I've got those kids graduated from TCU and Baylor, I'm like, it kind of opens up my schedule to where I can travel and learn more and have more experiences. And so, but no, The Rock, Dwayne, he's a workaholic. But back to this e-commerce deal, it said, your goal is a 6-hour work week. Now, I did not say 6-hour work day. I said 6-hour work mm-hmm. week. They're like, this is attainable to create the income source that you desire on e-commerce through. And a good example of that is Little Kylie Cosmetics. And I actually, at my gym, I work out with an individual who does the packaging for all of the sisters' products. And just from the little Jenner Kardashian sisters, their packaging has required like a 30-35% expansion in this packaging corporation. And I must say their package.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, so this little group of sisters between Kim and Chloe and Courtney and Kylie and Kenny. So Kendall, their package. I don't know if Kendall has products, but I know that they've got, you know, Kylie Cosmetics, and then, of course, Kim. She has her KKW Cosmetics and then her Skims, which was genius, you know. And so they've all got their goods. But when one little family of sisters impacts a packaging corporation, and I also think this corporation packages for Apple. And so talk about winning. And by the way, Apple practices the golden mean, the golden way, the golden ratio in their business structure. And they, on their teams, they say, you know, I think I mentioned this before, but they invite people in for a, you know, like a survey and to get feedback. And they're like, does the packaging make you feel happy? Does the packaging excite you? Do you want to keep the packaging? And I will say that Apple packaging is kind of cool. Like, I'm kind of mesmerized by it, but I have all Apple products. So, and by the way, I've got to my youngest child goes to music production school out here. Embarking on his certification for engineering inside the music studio. And so anyway, we were like, his laptop, I'm non-techie, I'm very non-techie, you know that. But so his laptop is 2 years old, and he's like got to get a new laptop for this engineering music school. And that's a challenging thing in the music industry, is that about every 2 years, your equipment becomes obsolete. So it's like millions and millions. That's why I don't own a music studio. So not only do I not know how to run the equipment, but it's just, you know, they say nowadays your education is obsolete in 5, 6, 7 years. And so that means since you and I came over on the ARC with Noah, our education is way out of date. But I'm doing good to turn the phone on. I'm doing good to send a text message. And I have to hire wizard people and pay a professional to do a professional job, because I'm so challenged in that area of techiness. But I'm going to let you get back to your POP, your place of peace, and your positive words of affirmation. So, and I'm going to go on to my next screen here if I can work my tablet, but you go ahead.
Okay. Here's another one from Jason Poston. And he says, your character, integrity, work ethic, and hard work will bring you more in life than anything else.
Yes. Yes.
What we've just been talking about.
Yes.
Have a solid work ethic. Work harder than anybody else in the room. Your character and your integrity have to be in place to bring you to that next level. And when you have those four things that are integral to anybody's success, you will find success. It's not luck.
No.
It's having character, integrity, work ethic, being hard worker. Those are all things that are going to bring you next level.
Yes.
There's just no other way around it.
Right. Due diligence. And so due diligence. Luck is where preparation and chance meet. You can have your suddenly. Your opportunity. Luck is where preparation and chance meet. So your opportunity could be this afternoon, your opportunity, but I think every day you're having opportunity. And we also talked about this week. It all comes back to you. You know, I believe in good karma. I believe in great boundaries. You know, it's like your energy field, keeping your circle small with really, really like-minded folks. You know, I say vibe your tribe. And, you know, when you have that same goal, and, you know, everybody likes a winner. Everybody likes a winner. Everyone wants to be around people who are winning. No one wants to be around a sad sack, you know. And so, you know, setting your goals, taking responsibility for your actions. You know, when you make mistakes, owning it And, you know, winners are people that are, they're self-aware about their mistakes, and they have an understanding of their choices and decisions. And winners don't really make excuses. They find solutions. And, you know, everybody has excuses, and you know what excuses are like. And then winning is a habit. You have to form a winning habit, and you have to work hard to develop a winning habit. And you have to start looking at things in a different perspective when you want a different outcome. You know, the definition of insanity is repeating the same cycles, doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. But every day you're going to have stumbling blocks, and you got to take those stumbling blocks, and you got to take them into, turn them into stepping stones. And you got to look at your challenge, and you got to be willing to challenge yourself daily. And I shared this with you. I said, I can't get over what your gal pal Sandy, who is just a super successful winning female, she said something that was just earth shattering for me. And she said, willingness to repetitively go and make restorative reconciliation in relationship, meaning when you get crossways with your team, when you get crossways with people, go back to the drawing board and reconcile, reset the mechanism, because one of my good attorney friends says,
and that's tough.
Powerful.
That's
relation.
Hard to do.
You got to remove your ego. My attorney says, relationships matter. The energy that one person in the room can make, if that person's not in there or that person is in there, relationships matter. And you know, like, the willingness on a weekly basis in your life, in your work office, in, I don't know, in whatever you're out there doing, vibing your tribe, the willingness for restoration and reconciliation in your relationships. And that carries over into the new year. Who do you need to make amends with? And, you know, I got to go back to Moses, you know, going 40 years round the mountain, lost out in the desert. Like, what took them so long? Why were they moaning and groaning? Why were they lost for so long? Well, I guess they got to repeat the play until they scored. I guess they got to repeat the cycle until they figured out the answer. And then they got to go next level. And, you know, we talk about rapid rate of assimilation. We talk about extension. We talk about how a two-year-old can open a favorite app on a cell phone. And we were laughing about this not too long ago. A little four-year-old had a book, and he was tapping the picture and trying to expand it with his fingers, thinking he was on a tablet. And okay. I was like, okay.
So that happened to me. That happened to me while we were home. So I got to interrupt. I got to tell you a funny little story. We're home, and Dakota is wearing some of Trent's old shirts from back in the day.
Okay.
And he loves them.
Vintage.
And
yep.
Very vintage, like 20-plus-year-old vintage.
Were they like Garth Brooks, Mobetta? Were they like Mobetta, Garth Brooks shirts?
Oh, no.
Kenny Rogers.
They're like Ralph Lauren polos.
Oh, okay, awesome.
He had this one favorite of his that was his chambray color, and it had tan patches sewn on the elbows.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A shooting patch on the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Dakota, being a shooter, loved that shirt.
Yes.
And he comes waltzing out in that shirt, and I crack up because I remember back when Trent wore it. And we had a big laugh about it, and Dakota loves the shirt, and that's it. So we go down to Trent's mom's house, and I'm just looking at the pictures that she has all throughout her bookcase, and there's this picture. And lo and behold, Trent is wearing that shirt.
Oh, I love it.
Picture.
I love it.
So we're hee-haw laughing about it. And I knew the day that this picture was taken because it was my mother-in-law's surprise 50th birthday, which was September of 1997.
Oh, my gosh.
So that would be 22 years ago. And then I don't even know how long he'd had the shirt before that. So, you know, I know it's 22 years ago. So I crack up laughing and I run in the kitchen to show my sister-in-law, and I'm holding the picture, and it's kind of bad lighting in there in the kitchen. It's kind of dark, and she kind of tilts the picture and bends down and takes her fingers and tries to make the picture bigger.
Oh my gosh. And then
we
got
could not stop laughing.
Yeah.
Could not stop laughing.
I got hysterical. And then me on the laptop, I will tap it like it's my iPad. I mean, I'm just, I can't even run the laptop. I wanted to go through, I wanted to finish up here. So winning in 2020. So be eager to learn every day. You know, try something new every day. Go out, join new clubs, meet new people, do something different, have more knowledge, because you know knowledge is power. And don't be afraid to fail. And what you should learn to accept is your failure, because that's a lesson. And I kind of like my fellow Texan, Mark Cuban. He's had a little bit of success. And, of course, you know,
just a little bit.
He's an entrepreneurial billionaire. And, of course, we all know he has the Mavericks, and he's on Shark Tank.
And
I love him. I love him because he says, it's not about the money. And what's funny is people who always say that.
Coming from the billionaire.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to ask yourself, which came first, the chicken or the egg? I mean, I'm pretty sure Mark Cuban inherited his money, but let's just set that as a side. Let's just set that off to the side. So when you, okay, let's take Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey did not inherit his money. Jim Carrey,
no, he did not.
Actor, comedian, he created his money. He manifested his money. He got his due diligence for his money. And so it's like, which come first? When you love what you do, the success will come. And if you surround yourself with a fabulous team, you'll have somebody there to manage your money, to help you with all the tool set that you're not great at. And so, but I love what Mark Cuban says. He says, be willing to fail, learn from your mistakes. It's not about the money. It's about enjoying the people you work with, enjoying the process. He says, have confidence in quick adaptation, making adjustments quickly. And if it wasn't right, forgive yourself and move on, and then make another adaptation. Correct yourself, but move forward, move forward, move forward. And don't have paralyzation and overanalyzation. I'm going to tell you something. I have a bad habit of interrupting people, but sometimes it's called for. Like when you're being charged by the hour for consultation and somebody wants to talk it to death and spur it to death and whip it to death, and we've taken no action. I was like, brother, while you was thinking about it, I was doing it. I say that all the time. And, you know, I say, while you were looking at the glass, seeing if it was half full or half empty, when you were deciding whether the glass was half, dude, I was selling it. I was signing a contract and getting my closing. ABC, baby, always be closing. I mean, you know, it's like I am in business with a guy that he is all about, what are your closings this week? How are you using your time to make money? And, you know, I said this before in 2 Kings, it's shocking. Money is the power that runs this earth. On this earth, money is the machine. And I like to do philanthropic things for people. I like to give money away to get it. I like to give money away to keep it. It's like my hope. It's like my healing. It's like my grace. I'm all about, you know, I always say, if I could have one trait, if God just gave me something, I would want it to be discipline. But I know what God did give me, and he gave me a gift of faith. You know, that's written in the Word of God. He gives us a morsel of faith. And with that faith, you can command the mountain to be moved. And you know, Kim, sometimes that mountain, it's like you're moving it with a plastic spoon, or we should say bamboo spoon, which makes me think of my good friend, Karami, at her bamboo straw company, Sip to Life. And we're past the middle, so I gotta do a shout out to Sip to Life. These are a sustainable bamboo organic, eco-friendly bamboo straw. Look up Sip to Life bamboo straws. This is our little friend Carmi. She's a Texas, California girl, entrepreneurial young girl in business, and we love her. Also, I have to shout out to Scott over at Luxury Consignments on Oaklawn in Dallas. He is always dressing us for success and styling us. And got a crick in my voice, excuse me. Luxury Consignment on Oaklawn in Dallas, where celebrities resell their runway. You would not believe all the marvelous items he has in there. And I got to run back to Dallas this week and take care of some business, so he always puts me good stuff back. I want to shout out to California Wine Connection, and we picked out a fabulous Rioja, a red, for our holiday selection, and our good friends at California Wine Connection, they're helping us over there. Also, I want to shout out to my good friends Mark and Jada Haney. Please pick up their recently released book, Hope Beyond Brokenness, and we previewed them on a earlier show. I hope to have Pastor Mark Haney back with us before the Christmas holiday. But if you want to be filled with inspiration, if you talk about the comeback, talk about the comeback after the setback. These people have an incredible story of just a willingness to overcome. And, you know, they just talk about their brokenness and their grief, but they're together. And, you know, as long as we can stick together and keep moving forward, we're going to have it all. And I say, you know, we may not have it all together, but together we have it all. So I love their book, Hope Beyond Brokenness. Please pick that up on Amazon. And then I got to give a shout out to Diamond H Quarter Horses and Stables. And of course, my favorite trainer is Logan. Kind of partial to my winning. American Quarter Horse winning trainer Logan, so over there at Diamond H Stables. So also let us know if you want to participate in our Catch a Wave book fair. You know, Catch a Wave is a movement, and Michelle at Inspire on Purpose, she is helping me gather books. And we're wanting to put books in the hands of children who are learning to read and who are passionate about reading and maybe quite haven't gotten into that habit of carrying a cell phone. But I always love the book fair. I always love the bookmobile. And so contact us on our Instagram at surfin.cowgirl and let us know if you would like us to bring the Catch a Wave movement into your area. And then also, if you have a prayer request, we will take that, our pipeline power of prayer. Also, we're still lifting up one of our favorite pastors, Daryl Perry, as he overcomes and regains his strength. He had a awkward out of the blue bout with meningitis, but anyway, Kim, back to what you've got in front of you. Or favorite things.
Well, more favorite things. One of my all-time favorite faves, and I got to give a shout-out to my daddy and bonus mom, Jan, introduced me to this man back in the early 90s, not long after Trent and I got married. And I followed him and believed in him for a long time, and he just keeps on bringing it home. And one of his most famous quotes is, if you talk about it, it's a dream. If you envision it, it's possible. But if you schedule it, it's real.
Woo! I love that. And that goes along with what I always say, whatever you vividly imagine, whatever you ardently desire, whatever you enthusiastically act upon must inevitably come to pass. And when I was young, I made this card and I laminated it and I put that in my billfold where my coins were. And so when I would unzip my billfold and dig, you know, to get 36 cents out, you know, there was that card. And so whatever you vividly imagine, whatever you ardently desire, whatever you enthusiastically act upon must inevitably come to pass. But say that one more time, because I'm telling you, when you said schedule it, that gave me chills. Say that one more time. I love that.
If you talk about it, it's a dream. If you envision it, it's possible. But if you schedule it, it's real.
I love it. And let's talk about that. So we, you know, everybody was like, you know, you girls are, you know, oh, Jenny's going to do a talk show. And I'm like, hey, Kim, you're wild and crazy, girl. Come along for the ride. And we scheduled it and we started. And, you know, I would like to think, Kim, that we've gotten better. And, you know, maybe we haven't. Maybe we're just running in our delusions. And that's okay. We will run in our delusions.
Fine.
Yeah. Well, we're having a good time, and we're bringing a lot of positive awareness, you know, to a lot of things. And I get hit on, you know, I get hits on my Instagram, and they're like from people all over the world. And I have to click that little translator button, you know, and then I have to like work to communicate with them. But it's people from all different walks of life. And they'll say things like, oh, I love your gallery. I love your energy. I love your talk show. And, you know, that's makes it all worthwhile. And I went to church on the beach, and we in our little small circle, you know, they said, in our little small circle there at church on the beach, they said, who are you talking to, you know, about the Lord about? Who are you influencing in a positive way? How are you doing that? And I said, well, I'm kind of embarrassed to say it, because I'm just, you know, not so skilled at it. You know, I'm floundering around, but I scheduled a talk show every noon Wednesday on LA Talk Radio, and I can't help myself. I mean, my feet are firmly planted in the foundations of the Word of God. I mean, that's my belief system, but I have all kinds of friends from all kinds of walks, and I mean, I love my people that have a different belief system than I do, that have a different walk of life, you know, that came from different places all over the world. And we love each other. We celebrate each other. We embrace each other. We cheer each other on, and we support each other. And we are just, you know, open-minded, and we desire success. And we desire to rise up, and we desire ascension, and we celebrate one another. So, but go on, Kim. I know you got some more good stuff.
I do. I've got several here, but one that I'm just—I got four little short and sweet ones. But okay. I want to kind of broaden a little bit on this one.
Okay.
And this is by Aaron Cummings. At the end of the day, you are solely responsible for your success and your failure.
Yep.
And the sooner you realize that and integrate that into your work ethic, you will start being successful. As soon as you blame others for the reasons that you aren't where you want to be, you will always be a failure.
Yep. Could not agree more.
Don't blame others.
Yep.
Don't blame others. It is solely up to you. It is your responsibility to get where you want to go. You can't blame it on Joe Schmo didn't come to the appointment when he was supposed to. Set another appointment. You didn't hit your quota today because someone didn't show up.
Drive your own
Set
train.
Another appointment.
Drive your own train. Fuel your own train.
Absolutely.
Go out and dig up the resources to fuel your own train, feed your own motor, drive your own train, build your own track. Hell, own the railroad. I mean, take possession of the land, but drive your own train. Couldn't agree more. Awesome. Next one.
So next one is from Nishan Panwar. Choose your thoughts carefully. Keep what brings you peace. Release what brings you suffering. And know that happiness is just a thought away.
Absolutely.
So don't dwell on that guy not showing up for that appointment, because if you do, that's going to derail your entire day.
Wasted energy.
You've got to let that go.
Yep.
And you've got to focus on what's going to bring you success or happiness or whatever finds your whatever your joy is. You got to maintain your focus on that and not go over here and dwell on the negative.
You remember when we played? You remember when we played basketball? It's like you did not cry. You might have a bone poking out. Shoulder. You did not cry, and the reason you did not cry is because it's the ability to remain composed and mental toughness when others aren't. You know, are you doing whatever it takes? And it simply takes too much time and too much energy to lose focus. And so it's like, not only don't cry, and I just always think about Tom Hanks saying, there's no tears in baseball on me. There's no tears in baseball. No crying. There's no crying in baseball. And so it's like, don't throw fits. Don't get mad. Don't get distracted. Fight or pilot mentality. Focus, 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 focus. Stay on task. Have a plan. Work the plan. Absolutely. Next. Go on. You're doing so good. I don't know where you're getting your good stuff, but it's good. Tablet.
People with goals succeed because they know where they're going.
Absolutely. You don't know how to get there if you don't know where you're going. Have a roadmap. That's why I write it down. It's 90% more effective when you write it down. Have a plan, work the plan, have a roadmap, and go there. Yes, yes.
Sorry, that was Earl Nightingale. This is Stephen Covey. Goals are pure fantasy unless you have a specific plan to achieve them.
Follow through. Follow through, follow through, follow through.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We have, preached this week. Get your calendar out, and I'm talking about a paperback calendar organizer. Write everything down of the tasks that need to be completed this week, this month, this quarter, this year. Go back through the calendar day by day, marking off and crossing if and when that task was completed, and put a check by it, draw, follow through. Organization, goal-oriented, direction-oriented. Yes, perfect. Go on, Kim.
One thing my daddy always said, and I love this, he firmly believed in writing things down and having planners too. And he was like, at the end of the day, if you've written everything you set to accomplish down, at the end of the day, you can look back on everything that you're able to mark off and look at the success that you gained.
Yes.
Throughout that day.
It's your reward system. Yes. Mentally and emotionally.
Completely visual. My whole family is a visual family.
I'm visual.
We are very visual. And so he said, just write it down. And at the end of the day, you can look back, see what you accomplished, and move what you didn't accomplish on this day to the top of your list tomorrow.
Absolutely. Good point.
And then write down the other things that you want to accomplish tomorrow. And you just build upon build.
Continuous.
Then when you can look back over a month, you can see what you wanted to accomplish on day one and what you've accomplished and is left on your list on day 31.
Absolutely.
And it's paramount.
Well, and here's absolutely the thing. It goes back to your reward system. Like, so I think that people, you know, sometimes, you know, they're not feeling validated through their inner self reward system. And so when you work hard, when you get up and maybe your work is exercising, maybe your work is giving back in your community, maybe it's not just, you know, your job in front of you. Maybe it's just moving. And I always say, movement heals. The miracle is in the timing. And movement requires momentum. And so, you know, Bethany Frankel, the little New York housewife, silly as it may seem, she created that little company, Skinny Girl, and she sold it for a ton of money, like somewhere in the ballpark of $175 million to a liquor company, Jack Daniels. She's a self-made female millionaire. So we got to kind of pay attention to these girls that are having success and, you know, and learn from them. And she said, when I didn't know what to do, I did something. I didn't sit there and wallow in my tears and pity and overanalyzation and paralyzation. I didn't wallow in my excuses. I got up and I went and did something. And that goes back to my personal get up, dress up, shut up, and show up. Movement creates momentum. Movement heals. It heals your body. It heals your mind. It heals your spirit. The miracle is in the timing. That comes along with momentum. You have great energy. It creates great synergy. And your chemistry in your recipe comes from the people around you and those creative thoughts. And again, it is a scientific, psychological fact. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your reality. And if life's highway is a two-lane street, you've got your perspective of truth on one side, you've got your fellow man's perspective of truth on the other side, but the absolute truth is the golden mean, the golden way. It's right down the middle, and it's the absolute truth. And to meet back in the middle and to go down that golden way, I mean, that's where the win-win-win is. In the, you know, in mankind, in the human race, it's that you want to broaden that one third, that golden way, out into the two thirds. And, you know, we all want to have fabulous, fabulous cohabitation amongst our fellow man as Americans worldwide. We want to, you know, do whatever is possible to create a better tomorrow for our next generation. Yes, we've failed. Yes, we've fallen down many times. Yes, we've flubbed it up. But after the setback is the comeback. And in getting up and moving, you know, we're all struggling with depression and sadness. Get up, get outside, you know, be motivated for health and fitness. And Kim, we flew through at this hour, and hopefully we inspired someone with their vision and their inspiration of goal setting and overcoming and coming back in 2020. But thanks for being with me, and save all your good stuff for next week as we continue to talk about our 2020 vision and our 2020 goals. Thanks for being with me, and we'll do it again next Wednesday on Catch a Wave. Be blessed, my friend. Miracles in the timing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, adios.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surfing Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.